when you break up with someone, I do think you need to be honest, not necessarily like you did this, you did that, but more so like, this is the reason I'm breaking up with you because I felt or I was in the right spot. Like, even if it's a fucking fake reason, I don't care. But like, you need to give them something so they don't sit there and think and think and think. So we got these new mics. Shout out to Morgan from Too Hot Takes. She stopped over and helped with this new setup.
Does this sound better?
Yeah.
How do you sound?
I mean, I actually like it better because I feel like I'm in a room with you versus like in my headphones.
Same, but it's a little weird. I'm not used to this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm into it. I'm into it. Anyways, yeah, we have these new mics now, so we're pumped.
If you hear some scritching and noises and randomness, like, we're doing our best not to, but they're new and they're supposed to be so much better. So we're going to do our best because I literally feel like I have like a Muppet in front of my face right now. If you haven't looked and you haven't figured out what we're talking about, you should go look right now.
It's like the size of my head.
It is. You're loud in my ears. Really? Am I loud in yours?
No. Anyways, Sid was talking about her big hair before this episode.
And big hair.
And I said, hey, I'm going to have big hair tomorrow because you know why.
Why?
Okay, so you guys.
Tell us the truth. What's going
on? Here's the truth is, as me and my mom call it, we were blessed with hag hair. And that's what we call it, hag hair. We just can't grow our hair very long. And it's thin and it's wispy. And
Hag hair.
And I did like those K-tip extensions like a year ago. And it really ruined my hair because if you think about K-tips, they put these little like, they bond them throughout your whole scalp, right? So you have 90% of your head covered with these little like bonds. And it ruined 90% of my hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with the new extensions I'm going to try, they're called like the sewn-in wefts, and it's almost like a halo. So it just goes on about 10% of your scalp. So it's only going to affect 10% of my hair if it were even damaging, but apparently it's not damaging, and that's what they say. So
you're going to have a new full head of hair, and you're going to be looking good.
And I'm excited because I feel like myself when I'm blonde, but I can't go blonde with my natural hair very much because it ruins my hair. It's like dries out. So now I can kind of go lighter with the extensions.
Oh, you're going to look good.
I'm so excited.
You're going to look so good. Don't worry. It's going to look delicious.
So yeah, I'm like, call me fake, but like your girl wants hair like Sid because Sid is just blayous.
I have a lot of hair. It's a lot to work with though. Like every day is a day that I have big hair. Like every day. People are like, oh, how did you do that to your hair? I'm like, if you want to know how I straighten my hair, you're going to have to know that I first literally comb it straight. Then I straight blow dry it down. Oh, wow. And then I round brush it straight. And then I straighten over it. And usually I have to go over it twice to three times. Yeah. Okay. And then the other day when I curled my effing head of hair and we went to dinner and it was raining.
Yeah.
No. I knew. I said, like, just bring your curler because guess what? You're going to get in the car and then you're going to have a mental breakdown because your hair is not curled. What do you know? I get there and they're like, you straighten your hair. I'm like, I didn't straighten my hair. I curled my hair. So I had to redo it in the bathroom. And I was like, so dramatic. Cause you know, when you're getting, it's your period also just like, it makes you mad. Okay.
I feel like I'm in childbearing era. Like because my I don't know if that made sense, but my low back, my PMS is like so nasty right now.
Nasty.
But, my low back is hurting really bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, Speaking of like birth control quick though.
Okay.
So I got my hormones tested, you know, and like everything was really fucking low.
Yeah.
So I'm on like these herbal supplements. It's almost like seed cycling, but with herbs to like help bring up my levels of everything, progesterone, testosterone, estrogen, like everything is a little bit low. And I've noticed like the past week I'm a little hornier again.
Wait,
but
really?
Because I usually don't get horny before my period. So I was like, okay, well, I better take advantage of this. And Pat's leaving this week. So I was like, okay, we're going to get freaky on Sunday because we didn't have much to do. And I'm like, this was like later in the night. And I was like, okay, we're going to have some fun. And I just have to share this because I was going to share it with you.
Okay, wait, what?
This is like kind of the conversation that we chat about when we're like out sunbathing, you know, past week.
And when our literal booty cheeks were out and the delivery man came. Yeah.
We're like, hey, how's it going? The UV index is at 7. We had to sit out because it was 80 degrees in Minnesota. Okay.
Mind you, if you're not in Minnesota, we literally were outside with our butt cheeks flying in the air, flapping around. And now we are wearing scarves and beanies again because it snowed yesterday so much. Yeah. So anyway.
Flapping around. Our labias were fully out. Literally though, I was showing Sid my my pubic hair. So, cause you know,
it's actually funny though, when you're in a swimsuit and we're sitting outside and I'm like, I just grabbed my pasta and you just have this like total just lip of skin just, and just chubs sitting over your swimsuit bottoms. And I'm in the yard just eating pasta in my swimsuit. And you're like, you know what? I was having a time of my life.
We're living our best lives.
I'm living.
Yeah. And that sun felt so good.
I know. Anyway, so, sorry.
So
go ahead.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to take advantage of this. And anyways, when we were sunbathing, I told you, I don't really like being eaten out. And so I was like, I'm going to just have this conversation on mic because you know what? Screw it. I would share it with you. This is what podcast is about. So I'm going to share it. But Pat like really, really wants, he just loves it. I'm like, well, I don't love it that much. Like, so I was like, okay, I'm going to give another shot. So I'm like, yeah, sure. You can go down there. And he figured out something different. Like
He figured out something different.
Well, I was like, wait, you knew that the whole time? And I was like, why weren't you always doing it that way? And he was like, because I like doing it the other way. Oh my God, I'm like, what? Well, I don't. So anyways, I was realizing like, I'm kind of getting close. Like, this is like a first for me. So I'm like, okay, like I was focusing so hard. Like if you were to look at my face,
oh my God,
my eyes were closed. He's like trying, I'm like, don't talk. Like, I'm like fast. You know, I was literally in it to win it.
I love that you had the full effort too. Cause you have to.
And like, I would let him come up for air. I'm like, okay, take a second. I'm like, I'm fine. Just like take a second, take a breath. Cause I could tell he was getting like, and I'm like, okay, go back. And, little do you know. So finally, I finished. This is like first for me.
Good for you. But wait, were you high-fiving me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I wasn't, but I'll take it.
Oh,
I was going for a high five.
Thanks. I'm so proud of myself. But I will say I started my vibrator.
Okay.
And had one orgasm before. So then the second one's usually easier for me. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the funny part was my straight cannon moment. He literally, his tongue was bleeding.
Wait, are you serious?
He like got chafing.
Oh my God.
Done on his,
hold on. Wait, chafing on his, what is that? On his lip?
On his tongue. I'm like,
chafing?
Chafing. Yeah, chafing. Sorry.
Oh my God.
So I texted him this morning because he's gone now. And I go, how's your mouth?
Oh no,
and he
bud.
Goes, feels good. My little tongue connector is a little sore.
Oh my God.
Tongue connector. But I think I'll live.
The thing under the tongue. What's it called?
Like your tongue connector. And Pat always makes fun about how short his tongue is. Like if you look at his tongue, he cannot stick his tongue out.
Oh my God, poor Pat. Poor Pat. He was
and
just
the thing is, you don't even need to use your tongue. Like I just need even like your nose going back and forth. I need something moving, you know?
I'm like,
oh my gosh. I just thought it was so funny.
Comedy. Poor little Pat. Literally, he went down. He went down for the count. Literally, he's bedridden right now. He's got to do some recovery.
No, like actually. And then late in the night, he's like, I can't. I think I have lockjaw. He's like, I can't open my mouth.
Can you make me a smoothie? I'm a little sore.
And like, I'm like, now
you know.
And I go, you still like it? Yeah. That's how long it takes.
I'm like,
guys,
thanks.
By the way, it was like literally 25 minutes. So don't you think you're going down on your girl for 3 minutes and she's going to.
I usually
think she's having the time of her life. Like it takes a while.
I get out of the headspace on accident because I'm like, oh my God,
I'm taking so long.
Okay, and I'm like, no, stop.
Yeah,
just relax. You're having so much fun. Please just feel. And then I go, take a deep breath.
Yes,
come on. And I just have to, I literally have to like
tighten your legs.
I have to pep talk myself as everything is going on. And sometimes I'll go in waves where all of a sudden I'll come out. I'll be like, after this, I need to go do, I'm like, no, stop.
Yep.
God, enjoy the moment. Like I literally do that every freaking time.
Dude,
I'm getting better.
Hard.
I'm getting better at it.
The more, and I don't think I could ever have done that if I wasn't so comfortable with him because I was, my body was like doing weird things. I was making weird, cause I was trying so hard.
Well, that's a good thing. You have to be like comfortable with the person that you're doing it with. Yeah. I've tried to do it with other people I was used to be dating and I wasn't comfortable sexually and whatever. So no, it didn't work.
Thank you
for sharing.
Sorry I started out as such like a sexual note, but.
Wait, this is not a straight candy moment, but you have blue eyes. So I can tell you this.
Okay, tell me.
I read this and I literally was like, this was what we were talking about, how we need to have these random facts and stuff and like this conversations.
Like what's relevant right now?
Yes, what's relevant? Guess what?
What?
Every blue-eyed person came from one person.
No.
You have the same ancestor as every blue-eyed person.
So
the blue-eyed mutation came like 6,000 years ago and it was one person.
Really?
Yeah. And literally like one third of the population has blue eyes.
That's
crazy. Isn't
that
insane? And that was 6,000 years ago. I read that today. I don't know. I love like shit like that. Like anthropology and stuff like that.
Cool.
I just thought that was like insane. And they were like, it was 6 to 10,000 years ago. They said, which I'm like, okay, sorry. You don't believe in that, but okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. But one person.
I just started laughing.
Why?
I was thinking of our other anthropology discussion last episode. Oh, God,
don't. Come on.
Did you hear the end of that episode?
I purposely didn't listen.
If you guys haven't, it's actually comical. It's funny.
I purposely didn't listen because
it was last,
I needed to
it
be
was
quiet.
Our episode about almond moms.
I needed to be handcuffed and arrested and taken
we
down.
We both needed to be. But
oh my God. I'm like, no, I don't want to. I can't go back.
Speaking of relevancy, I'm also like overwhelmed with just the social media apps, like dating apps we're going to chat about just, you know, getting back into the game with dating when you're a little rusty, like post-breakup, post-divorce, all the goods. But long story short, dating apps. I don't know if there's a connection there, but I'm going to still keep talking.
No, I know what you're going to say.
Lemonade.
I downloaded it. Okay. I have yet to make an account.
What is it? I'm not getting it.
Okay. Here's what my theory is on it. I think that basically, people are taking a lot of bets on like if TikTok is going to stay around, right?
Yeah.
So people are afraid that TikTok is going to go away. So they made a platform in the United States that's like semi-similar in ways to TikTok without copywriting, which is Lemonade. Lemonade is owned by the US. I think they're trying to get people in the same mindset that Lemonade is going to be TikTok. TikTok will wean and then they can get rid of it, basically is what they're trying to do. I think that's what they're doing. They want it to be another social media. And I'm like, I feel like Be Real came and went. Sorry if you're still using it, but like I used that for 3 days and now I'm bored of it.
I use it still.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm judging. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't know. It's too much to manage. Did you make an account?
No. I've just heard about it and I've seen it. I guess like my friend had it. But what kind of throws me for a loop is, okay, maybe personally I don't want it, but if that's what's going to be relevant, like straight candid, okay, well, we've literally worked our way up to how many followers on TikTok and now we're going to have to do it again. I don't want to do it anymore.
I think it's worth testing and trying, but like at the same time, I can barely keep up on my Instagram. I don't even send DMs again. Like I need to like get back into it. I just can't. I can't do another platform. And you know what? If it becomes the next best thing and I'm two steps behind, fucking be it. I don't really care as much. Like I don't need to do it all. We can't do it all. Like, you can't do everything.
You know where we weren't two steps behind?
Where
is this podcast?
This podcast. So. Literally think. Yay.
Good.
You guys, I don't want to like spill too many beans because like the beans are still roasting, but we're going to Los Angeles in T-minus like less than a month. And we are so fucking hyped. We're going to be talking to people. We're going to be going out there with Morgan Two Hot Takes.
Yep.
It's going to be insane.
We have I think 6-7 guests lined up as of right now.
More coming too. And you're going to be very excited.
And
when you hear them.
We're going to be recording like 2 episodes a day. It's kind of how we're going to go about it with like a 1 hour break in between.
It's all good. It's good.
I really hope my social battery is going to be full that week. I'm like going to have to hype myself up. I'm going to have to take some like espresso shots, maybe some tequila shots to really get into this.
That's fine.
But we're going to have a good ass time. And I would never, cause that's the thing. Me and Sid are trying to like, if you were curious about behind the scenes. We're trying to like get more guests in person because those are definitely more engaging for not only like social posts, but for you guys. So instead of having guests here in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. we're like might try to travel a little bit more to go to guests that we really want to get on the podcast.
Yep.
And if we want to do guests in Minneapolis, which we still will, we really want them to be, Minnesota native, you know, someone relative.
Yep.
Either expertise yep. or someone who has someone that they are really passionate
about. Good insight or like some sort of good conversation. Yeah. Exactly. So that's kind of like what we're up to. And I don't know, we're really excited. Yes, we have new apparel that is about to get dropped. We're just finalizing a few things. We got to do the photo shoot so we can show you what it is. And then you can have all the Straight Candid merch up in this freaking his house. But please remember to rate the podcast on Apple and Spotify. That is a like mandatory thing that we're working on right now. So please.
If you're listening, it's mandatory. You better log out. Sign back in.
And we're going to get you. And we're going to come for you. Okay. You shared your straight candid moment. Do you want me to share mine?
Yes. I want to hear.
Honestly, really uneventful this week. Really uneventful. I just honestly wanted to talk about Jordan and I really quick right now.
I want to hear it.
And I
have some thoughts right off the bat.
Okay. What? Okay.
Just because I'm walking. Why? I literally was upstairs. Cause I was like, Sid, do you have a hat I can wear? So this is Sid's hat, by the way. So
my cute. Little wine so glass cute. Hat.
And it just like dawned on me that you guys are literally like a married couple. Like she literally has like, you know, you have portraits with like you and your husband and like the hallway or something. Like they have like a lot, they have like all these photos together and like decorations. It's just like, it's so put together here.
Oh my God.
That I don't think I would be at this spot in my life until I was maybe 45 years old. Like, it's just so put together.
That's also what happens when you put two really old souls together. Yeah. And we're like, we literally pretend like we have walkers walking around the house. I'm kidding, but like, seriously. But thank you. That's a compliment.
For us,
like, oh, no, Lord.
It's
like,
cute.
No, but honestly, Jordan and I are like at the strength. Oh my God. That, what? That's not a word. I was going to strengthieth.
We're part the strengthiest.
We're at the best part. We're doing so fucking well. And you want to know why? And I want to tell you why. It's because we are not taking each other too seriously.
Yeah.
And that is literally all it comes down to. And I am communicating everything from my heart, from the truth. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, what? Were you lying before? And it's like, I wasn't lying.
I wasn't thinking that.
But I was... sometimes you choose how to tell a story or how to tell somebody, like, this is the conversation, let's say my sister and I had, and it didn't go as planned. Before, in a little bit like of my immature stage, I would definitely tell the situation a little bit more pro Sydney. And now I tell the situation of how it actually happened. Like, I was like, I definitely lashed out a little bit. I shouldn't have. It's probably because I'm stressed because of this. Like, but I apologized and blah, blah, blah. Like, everything we do is honest and real, and I don't take life too seriously. And we spend time for each other, and I say, we need to have a date night this week. And he acts on it. He literally got us tickets to go to the Wild game like on Friday because I said I wanted to do a date night.
Yeah.
It's just like, we're so team each other. And I just want everybody out there to know that that is a real thing. Like, you can have that, and you have to be good to your people, and you have to like nurture a relationship, but you also have to look for the right type. And this is a perfect reason why, why we're talking about all this today. But I was like, I know it's not the exciting and it's not the funny, but it's just, it's finally security. And I guess I should say too, I started a new therapist. I got a new therapist.
Oh my God.
Started new therapy. And I'm really excited because she's diving into things that I'm like, oh, yep, that's been a problem. Yeah. And I've never felt more at ease in myself than I ever have right now.
Yeah.
It's like life is just getting more clear, if that makes
sense. That's going to help so much too with your relationship and just how to like bring issues up if they arise.
Yeah.
And what's cool about you and Jordan is like, I feel like I've been with you through all the stages. So like when you first started honeymoon, right? And then you have a little rough patches, not because... you know, anything in particular, just like that's how relationships usually go.
Yep.
And you have just both grown so much that now it's like, you know, each other's communication styles, and you can put the effort in and get past that like sticky spot. Because what happens is so many people get to that sticky spot in their relationship and they bail. And it's not easy anymore. And they're done because the honeymoon phase is over. Yeah. And the fact that you're able to like, now that you've gone through that, it makes you guys even better right now.
Yeah.
And exactly. I can see it.
Like
just the way you guys,
interact
now versus how you interacted, like, you know, even like 8 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, well, even like the other night we went out, and then I'll be done talking about this and we'll go into like this whole topic, but we went to a birthday party. It meant a lot for me and Jordan both to be at the birthday party at the dinner. Okay.
Yeah.
Then Jordan went and got his car and he was like, do you want to stay out? And I said, yes. And he goes, I don't want to be here. And I'm like, okay, then grab your car and head home. He goes, you won't be mad if I go home. I go, absolutely not. It's what you want to do. You already did the part that I cared about. And then he literally said, okay,
sounds like why Pat. Don't
literally it is Pat too. I go, whoops. Whoa. Sounds like I go, he goes, why don't, when you're ready to go, like go home, let me know and I'll pick you up. And perfect. I said, perfect. Okay. And he's like, I got my ringer on. So I went out the entire night and then we Ubered back to my friend's house and I called him and I said, hey babe, I'm ready to come home. And he was a sleepy little groggy self and he picked me up. Like, that's like I don't understand why that would be a problem. People are like, do you not like, are you bummed that he's not out? I'm like, no,
my boyfriend,
because he doesn't want to be here. And I do.
My boyfriend's never out with me ever. Yeah, and
I go, I talk to him all the time. I'd rather talk to my friends.
Yeah.
Like if that might sound weird. That may be a weird dynamic to some people, but that's how we work. So, and I know that you understand that too, which is interesting.
Do. Yeah.
Anywho. So we're talking about all things like dating and getting back into it, because that I can pinpoint the times when getting back into it was tough.
Yeah. Especially after, like, for example, like, if you and now we're talking about Jordan, so now I'm going to continue
go
this
ahead.
Conversation,
no, that's fine.
But like, you and Jordan have been committed to each other for years. Like, this has been a long-term relationship. Like, if this were to end, you would need maybe a little time. It's you can't just like jump right back into it and get back in the dating game like day one.
Oh my God,
like,
no.
We're kind of talk about, if you are someone who's been in a long-term relationship, maybe like Sid, maybe like, I don't know. You can count me now. I don't know. I don't really
you
know.
You can you count.
Uh,
Why do when you do something to the microphone, I have to do it? I see you going, I go, and I'm like, oh, I want to do it too.
I actually licked it. Or you've been like divorced. I honestly just met this girl who listens to our podcast, and she's newly divorced, and she's 25 years old. Like
when we were out that 2 weekends ago,
yeah.
My buddy I know from high school, I won't say obviously who, came up and he was like, by the way, if you ever want to talk about a divorced adult who is 27, mm-hmm. I got you because I made a lot of mistakes and I saw a lot of the flags right away.
I was just saying, like, this is going to be our perspective and getting back in the dating game after this divorce or long-term relationship. But I think eventually we should absolutely ask a divorced older man or older woman to come on,
because dating
that age, I think, is different and it's hard, and you forget how to flirt. You forget how to, you know, use the dating apps. Maybe you haven't even used the dating apps. You don't know if how or when, or if you should play any sort of games.
Or even people getting back from being, what's it called? Engaged. And we know who we're, I mean, like we've got an example of a friend who is engaged, and for some reason, after being engaged, there's this like unwritten rule that you shouldn't be hooking up with people or something. Yeah. It's like, but it's like, wait a minute. Why? Because you're single. So it's just very weird. Like the dynamic of just being dating versus like engaged or married and then divorced or broken up. It's totally different.
Well, and what's interesting is one person who does the breaking up has already processed the breakup because they are the one who brought it up to you. They've been thinking about probably, not going to lie to you, the last 6 months, a year even. So in this engagement ends, or this marriage ends, or this relationship ends, they've moved on. So they're probably going to get back into dating earlier than you.
Yeah.
So you can't take that personally. It's not because, you know, you're a complete shit show and you can't get your shit together because you can't get over them. They've had the time already.
Yeah. They're so processing.
They're processing.
And I've processed a relationship while in it.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that. Have you? You've done that. Oh, yeah. I've right. Mentally, like, I feel like everybody has one in their mind.
Yeah. I've like had a relationship where I dated and mentally checked out on week two and knew it wasn't going to work.
And yeah. And yeah, to be honest, that one was the biggest struggle of a breakup I can even think about, because it was so messy because the other person could not wrap their head around it.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, the like going back to the ex, were the other messy ones, I would say. Like, and that's the one that's always hard, is a long-term ex is your best friend.
Yeah.
That's your best friend. Like, I mean, you'd hope it was, right? That would call it semi-successful in some ways, right?
You know what my dad said to me this weekend? So my boyfriend, Pat Plant Daddy, came to get dinner with, well, hung out with my grandma and grandpa and my mom and dad and
me. Oh my God, cute. Like for most of the day.
And then we went to get dinner and my dad said, and my dad doesn't like give me approval of men hardly ever. I think I've heard him say one nice thing about one of my boyfriends one other time. And he said this in front of everyone. He's like, what I like about you two is you guys are also like best friends. And I was like, cheers.
And your dad?
Yeah. I was like,
and he's a man of few words.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big deal.
It meant a lot.
That's a big
deal. Sorry, I had to say that because I thought I needed to share that. Cute. But I was like, I love that.
No, people like caring about our shit. Like, I mean, obviously we're not like, you know, saying like, oh, look at us. We. Like,
it's we're like, in happy relationships. Like, we've been through the gutter. The
fucking ringer, man. Yeah. Like, and that's what I'm trying to help you and all everybody is why we're here talking about this is like,
we came out on the other side.
Yes. And we came out with a win. And honestly, the thing that also helped me is you cannot control the past and you can't control what's going to come. Mm-hmm. So just start controlling what's right in front of you in your circle. Like be where your feet are staying. Oh my God. Saying Jesus, I'm adding like syllables and shit. It was a long day. Soph, no, I like rolled in here, sweating my nuts off. And I was like, I'm hot.
You've said you've had nuts the past two episodes. She is nuts now, if you're wondering.
You've seen them though.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, okay, so we're good.
Yep, you've seen my butthole, I've seen your nuts.
How did you get closure? Like when you've been broken up with, like take me through like a little mini journey, just so people can feel where we were.
Yeah, so just to keep this, I guess, on topic, like we are going to share, like this is not necessarily how to get over a breakup, but once you have already processed that breakup, this is kind of how we're like knowing you're ready to date. So getting closure, I think, is so important. Oh, wow.
What happened?
Okay. I'll share this.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What is it that you're going to share?
So one of my, like the only other serious relationship I've ever been in. Sid's like, yeah, I already know. She's told me this, but
I did a little nod. I did a little secret nod.
The only other serious relationship I've been in, I felt like I never really got closure. This was the only time I've been broken up with, and it was detrimental.
Oh, you start the game. Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Sorry. And it was sad. I was sad for like a week. And then I was young enough where I like got right back into dating again. I got right back into it. And I was like kind of over the fact that we had broken up. But years had gone by, you guys, years, years, years. Kind of got over him for a bit, started dating again, started dating Plant Daddy, actually. So me and Plant Daddy going strong. This wasn't like too far into a relationship, so it wasn't like very serious yet. But I found out that this guy had moved to Minneapolis and I ran into him at a coffee shop. And I like didn't know what to do because there was never, there really wasn't closure. And I did think about him a lot, I'll be honest with you. Like, yeah, I thought about him often because it was such a good relationship. We were also best friends.
That first encounter the with first an encounter. Ex in public when you weren't expecting it. There's a difference when you think, oh, I might see them at the party or, oh geez.
And I'm like, oh my God, did I look okay? Like why am I wearing, if I looked okay, like I have, I'm interested in this other guy. Like, and it kind of like opened a can of worms where I was like, oh my God, do I like still like him? Am I supposed to like figure out what's going on? And he ended up texting me. He was like, nice seeing you. And all I wanted, I think, was closure because I still really didn't really understand like what happened. And we got coffee and I knew I had 20 minutes to literally just figure out the rest of my fucking life pretty much. So I was nervous. And then right when he sat down, I was just ready and I had my questions and I was just like, boom, 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 boom. He was like, boom, 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 boom. And he used to have a really hard time like communicating emotionally, but he was able to because he was like, he knew that this was like the last time, like we were going to probably talk.
Oh
and
my God.
After that, I haven't heard from him and I completely feel I've like literally weight lifted off my shoulders and me and Plant Daddy have never been better because like I have been able to like go 100% in, you know what I'm
Interesting,
saying?
Interesting because we've gotten a lot of write-ins about people asking, should you have the coffee date with your ex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the cases where I'm like, absolutely yes. If it is going to get you the closure that you need, like look at what came of it. Like a healthy relationship, you close the book on something that had been lingering and hurting you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're in something that's beautiful because you sat down and were like, why the fuck didn't you, you know, X, Y, Z?
But on the other end, it's like, he didn't owe me that. And I don't owe any of my exes that. Like if an ex were to reach out, can we get coffee? I'd be like, absolutely fucking not. Like, I just didn't like you, bro. Like, honestly, that's what it was. So
I think
that's
girls
why,
are less complex though sometimes.
You're right. You but know? That's also why when you break up with someone, like I do think you need to be honest, not necessarily like you did this, you did that, but more so like, this is the reason I'm breaking up with you because I felt, or I was in the right spot. Like make sure, even if it's a fucking fake reason, I don't care, but like you need to give them something so they don't sit there and think and think and think.
I know.
What about you?
No, I know. I completely, I honestly do agree. And I did the ex coffee with somebody that I was with for a really long time. And at first they made me really sad, like really sad.
Yeah.
Like I was still so broken up about it. And then that would cause us trying to do it again. And then we would go to the bar and he would be talking to somebody else. And I would be like, what the fuck? I thought we were trying for this. So then I would go off on a tangent and talk to somebody else the next time we were out. And then he'd be like, what the hell? I thought we were just talking about how we were going to try this and be on the same page. And we literally could not align. We'd take another quiet break and then we would try to get a coffee again and it would be like the cycle of hookup, trying to figure it out. Nothing works. It's a blow up, X, Y, Z. Now flash forward dating Jordan happily. Like I have moved on from the terrible situation. He still would reach out at times. And at first I was like, there's probably no harm to this. Like, right. Yeah. It's fine. But it just like, even when I saw him in passing one time in New York, like there was a lot of people there and he was out. Yes. At a restaurant.
That's actually crazy.
It was bananas. I was like, what the hell is wrong with this city? It's supposed to be huge. What's going on?
Yeah, what?
And it was, I didn't feel anything. I did not feel anything. And you know what the sad thing is he looked at me and I could tell he felt something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the weirdest dynamic I have ever seen or felt. And I knew in that moment, I'm like, wow, I got closure like a few months back, way back when before Jordan and I connected. And I'm glad that I never leaned back in or like reached out and did the like, how are you doing? Or like any of those things, because I was just looking for validation and now I don't need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. You're looking for something. You're looking for, oh my God, do they still like me? Or like, why didn't you treat me well? Or whatever the why is. Guess what? The why is probably not going to get you anywhere further. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you understood why they maybe didn't, it didn't work out, the why is not going to help you. And that's something you have to just swallow your pride and move on. Yes,
I love that. Claps, claps. And I like the point that you added about like, am I just trying to, like, is this just for validation? Mm-hmm. And that's the other question. Like, are you just trying to get back with your ex? Like,
hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Or can you take what you've learned from that relationship, because you know it's going to be the same cycle. Mm-hmm. Can you take what you've learned from that relationship and kind of put it into what you want your next partner to look like? What characteristics do you want? Do you want someone the same? Do you want someone different? Even like having sex with someone for the first time after only be with one person is like sometimes really, really helpful. Yeah. And it's scary, obviously.
Yeah, scary, but yeah.
But I think it can be helpful just because, I don't know, when there's like another human inside of you, you're like, oh, I forgot about my ex one for a second. But like, you know, it's good for your mental health. A little orgasm here, it like lets you know that you're confident and you can do it and you can move on with more than one or with someone else just for a second, even if it's just casual hookups. And I think sometimes after ending a serious relationship, don't get into something serious right at the bat. Regardless, like keep it casual.
God, no. Don't look for validation in somebody else either, because that's kind of what ends up happening at times. And I've done it too, is like, I'm looking for somebody else to give me the love that I'm missing right now because you're used to it. And they do say there's like a 2-week period where your body actually craves the love that it had.
Oh yeah.
And then it goes away. So just get through the hump. I also just wrote down like, start working out again, even though you're like, I want to lay on my couch and just like be a mop, like literally work out,
get
walk
those
on
endorphins
tread,
going,
get endorphins, find a friend, say, let's try a class, like do things, go outside on walks, go on a coffee date, have the tough convos. You're going to have to talk about it at some point. So if your friend's like, hey, do you want to go like get a coffee and talk about it? Just be like, you know what? Yeah. Like I do. Maybe we don't need to talk about it the whole time, but get the frick out of your house and also see the friends that you maybe missed or didn't prioritize when you were together. Like say you're sorry if you need to say sorry, like focus on you, you know, clean shit up a little bit. Like it's a time to really focus and be like, whoa, what mess did I create while I was in the relationship?
Yeah. And to add to that, like, I think I love the working out part. And I think it's also a good time to kind of practice a little bit of vanity, like get your hair done. You can spend a little bit, like look good, feel good. Maybe you're going to get your nails done. Maybe you're going to, I don't know, like hire someone to do a little photo shoot for you, post some like nice photos on Instagram.
Slay.
Maybe you're updating your dating profile. And like you were saying, going out with friends, because a lot of times you do isolate yourself after that breakup and making sure you're around people and making sure maybe your friends are going to like bring you out. You meet someone, who knows? But speaking of like keeping it casual and like learning to kind of flirt again, maybe you have been out of the game. I think dating apps is a good place to start.
Yes.
Kind of like, you know, dipping your toes in the water when it comes to flirting and like feeling that there's no attachments right off the bat with just like, you know, a quick message here and there. But what do
dating apps?
I was going to say, like, sometimes it's hard to know, okay, what are the current trends? Like maybe your friends are like, okay, actually Tinder is used for hookups or Hinge is used for this. And Sid and I were talking about this and this is a whole other topic type of a conversation.
It is. I don't know much about a dating apps at all. I literally like, I think I downloaded one and was too afraid to make a profile. Like truly, like I'm not well versed, and thank God we have listeners that have reasons why they use them and what they do with them and friends and all these things. So, I don't know about dating apps. To be honest, without even looking at like the listener write-ins and all the things, I think they're used for hookups.
Yeah.
I think they're used for, that's what I think they're used for. Truly. I think there's good hopes and intentions behind them, but.
Well, I met Pat on Hinge.
I forget that.
You know? And that's the thing is like, I thought Hinge was for, this is, so what we did is we asked our girlfriends, we asked the listeners, we asked to get a male perspective on, okay, so is Hinge like for serious relationships and is Tinder for hookups? And we had someone write in, I kind of want you to share the long one. Should I read the other one first?
Okay.
So this is a really cool perspective. She wrote us a really long paragraph, but I thought like the way she worded this is on point. And I feel like every single person listening to this, male and female, might relate. So okay, go for it.
So this is a listener write-in. So it says, dating apps to me have turned into a social media platform and or a mobile game. They are set up like a game and function like one with instant gratification and entertainment. Due to this, people use these apps a lot when they are bored or need a boost of self-esteem or entertainment. Much like you would posting a cute IG pic or playing a little quirky game on your phone to pass the time, right? They aren't in a mindset to find love or make a genuine connection because the initial connection isn't there. Mm-hmm. When someone does go on the app to actually date, weed through the creeps, find someone they connect with, etc. They go on a few dates and things are seemingly going well. If one thing goes wrong or gets like hard, which is normal and standard in real relationships, either one or both parties bails and goes back to the app for instant gratification and easy conversation. Or in a different case, maybe the person you have been going on dates with is great, but since you have so many other people at your fingertips, you want something quote unquote better, or have FOMO that there is maybe someone you're missing out on if you are settling for the person you're talking to.
It's like that abundance mindset.
Shiny penny. In addition to all of this, in a business sense, all of these apps are out to make money, not to find you love a love match. Knowing this, they are building platforms or a product to keep their consumers coming back and making the money. If they were truly into trying to help connect people, everyone would be deleting the apps and there would be no need to have the consumer use their product. Therefore, they would lose money. So how these apps are set up from the last I've seen when I was on them is that they will give you like 10 likes a day before you have to pay. Doing this makes the person extra choosy and will probably pass up on the super nice, amazing guy for like the supermodel fuckboy because he has hot pics. As well as that, a lot of these apps will show you duds over and over. I really mean, I know, but you know what I mean, and will make you pay for the premium matches, the guy that would actually be your type. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a way to make money. I've also seen recently that now you can see your stats on how many people have liked you, super likes you, etc., and it's displayed like an IG following count. This again just enforces the idea that these apps are out to be an entertainment social media platform, that because people can use them to boost their popularity rather than to a genuine connection that they want to find. Okay.
I did not know that it showed your super likes and likes.
I had no idea that was a thing.
That's fucked up.
To me, that is harmful. Yeah. That's not good.
And the way the way I always had this like in my head, I didn't know how to put it to words.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Because I'll be honest, when I was single, I used those dating apps and most of the time, yeah, I was just like, no. Like I would match with very few and I would go on dates with absolutely no one. I loved the validation. I loved the quick messages. I loved when they messaged me and I would just ghost everyone. Like I knew I wasn't going to go on a date for them. Like absolutely not. I just didn't want to date from a Hinge app. I didn't know anything about you. And so this perspective I was so intrigued by because she goes, first of all, I hope you liked my thesis. And then she says,
I love that she said that.
She goes, I better get an A+. And I was like, you got A+ and an extra credit. Thank you.
And a cookie.
Because she also wrote this out. Like, I love when you guys send in things, but an audio message we can't share. So thanks for writing things out.
That helps me see the inside. And I know that I'm thinking about like, oh, my friends like swiping and scrolling and clicking. And like, I've literally done it with them because we would do it when we're bored. Like we're all living together and we're like, put up your Hinge on the screen or whatever. And we'd all look through it.
Yeah.
And like, we literally be like no. And they're like, yes. And I'm like, that's your type. Really? And they're like, oh my God. Yeah. What? Like, and then everyone would argue, you know what I mean? Like this is college, whatever. But, it is crazy because as you mature, like hopefully, right? We're getting older. Now we're like in our mid-20s. Ooh, late 20s. What the fuck? And you'd think that your interests and your likes and your like maybe dating habits would change, and they don't, because these apps are like centered around dating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so she was like, you know, I hope you like this, whatever, but I'm curious about what men think about this. So what males think about this. And so I, first of all, I asked some of my guy friends, we asked some male listeners, and I asked their perspective right off the bat before I shared what this girl wrote, because I copy pasted this and sent this to, we're going to call him, like, we have a guy friend, both Sid and I, that
a secret one,
a secret guy friend who is good with the ladies. Like, I will say, and it's not like he is, he's good looking. I know what you're going to say. Yeah. He is good looking, you guys, like good looking, like very, we love you. Just if you're listening,
but I know, like, I'm like, well, I don't even know how to describe this person without like giving things
he's
away.
Not like, so like Zac Efron. No. Okay. He's not like a fucking Ryan Gosling. He's good looking. He's fine. Okay. Whatever. But he gets dates after dates after dates, women after women. Like he just slings
in my it. Mind. It's like, he is charismatic and personable. So to me, yeah. It makes sense. But then you're like, you can't get that on a dating app, yeah. In my opinion. So yeah. Anyway, I'm that's very probably, curious. We need to think of a name for him. We're working on
well,
it right
I
now.
I have three.
Okay. What?
Okay. Will the womanizer, Frankie fuckboy, or Brad the baddie?
Oh, I like kind of like the first one. I don't know. Will the womanizer?
Will the womanizer. But Frankie is the womanizer like a bad connotation?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
So I was thinking, because we love him and he's like, he is charismatic and a great personality. So yeah. Should we go Brad the baddie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Brad the baddie. Brad that's the baddie. Cute.
And okay. He's a Brad. Like, he's so for sure he'll, Brad.
You're probably going to be hearing a little bit more from Brad the baddie.
Because I think we might ask him more male perspective, like, questions.
So okay. We don't get too much for the ladies. Yeah, but you know we're here for you ladies.
Okay. So, and you're probably wondering, yeah, what do you guys think about this whole situation?
Okay,
so
this is
quote, like this is exactly what he wrote to me. So the big thing with the apps for me too is it's a never ending shiny object syndrome. This is before I sent him everything.
Holy shit.
And that's super detrimental. Like I'll go out one girl, but no, I have three baddies in the chat that I want to go out with too. Oh. So if I don't click with one right away, it's on to the next. Okay, so rather than actually, this is now for my words, rather than actually getting to know the connection, right? Yeah, uh-huh. Sometimes connections come second date. Sometimes it comes from getting to know someone. Like if you think of like some really famous people and their looks don't quite match up, this is just an example, but like their husband is really fucking funny and he's dating like this ex supermodel, you know, things like that. Like there's a lot of times connections build, but since now we can go right back to the app, boom, boom, boom.
Looks go away, looks my go friends. Away.
Yeah. So then I sent him everything that our listener sent and got his perspective. And I said, okay, tell me what you think about this. He goes, okay, yes, I agree with her a ton. Absolutely like a game. Come up with the most creative profile, match with the hottest. I'm the type that always pays for premium, but I'll be choosy on who I like, not because I'll run out of likes, but to boost the algorithm and make me more desirable according to the algo. Also, I've talked to so many girls that say, oh yeah, I don't really use it. Just go on it when I need an ego boost. And it's designed to keep you booked and coming back or hooked and coming back. They're addicting. Absolute the FOMO too. She was spot on. I've talked with guy friends about who their top targets are, mainly on Hinge, of who they want to go out with, etc. And it will cycle as they say no or it doesn't work out. I'm reading word for word. I don't know if that made sense. We also will hold off on messaging Hinge chicks because we already have a lineup of dates.
What?
When those don't work out, we then need to decide if the next dates are going to be old matches or new ones. It's a never-ending cycle.
What in
By
the hell?
Way, this chick is smart. Put me on? ? That's literally how we ended
oh
it.
Oh my God. Hitting on the girl who said the Hinge POV. I am dead. I cannot. Okay, Brad. Okay, hold on. I gotta like digest for a second because there's a lot going on there. You boost you can make the algorithm think you are desirable by not saying yes to a lot of people, basically, because you're saying you're picky.
Oh,
and so it's likely if you're picky, you're maybe more desirable.
And it'll give him better options.
Holy shit. That's how much, scary. Okay, I'm scared.
Wait, how much is premium? Like how much do you pay for this?
I don't know. Maybe we should look it up. Bro. Should we look it up? I don't know. Either way, God. The other thing.
Wait, we're kind of scaring people away. If you're getting back into dating rusty and you're rusty, getting back into the dating, we're just warning you about the dating apps. Like I think you absolutely should use it to practice dating, to practice casual hookups, to practice.
Let me read the dating app responses of why our listeners use apps and what apps they're using. Okay. Yes. Do you want to go every other? Do you want me to just read through them? Okay. It says Tinder for long relationships and friendships, Hinge for relationships. This person says, don't trying to find someone the real way. The next person says Hinge trying to find a boyfriend, but it isn't really working. Bumble to go on dates. Hinge and Raya looking for something more serious, but enjoying just going on dates and meeting people. Tinder, but all the men just want to fuck. I stand by Hinge, can use for hookups, but also reliable for date, real dates, it says. And then it says, I met my husband on Hinge. I met my boyfriend on Hinge, hooking up or casual dating, and then used Tinder to meet my fiance. So here's the thing is, I have a scared POV from some of those things and things that I've heard.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, like Sophie, if she wouldn't have had this mentality to just, exactly. Like the listeners and Soph, she wouldn't have found Pat probably. You wouldn't have crossed paths with Pat because you wouldn't have been on the app. So it's a positive. I mean, there's positives to
that. But here's what I have to say about that is, if you can find like their actual social media, their Facebook or their LinkedIn, like someone wrote in and said she loves using LinkedIn to kind of get more like where do they work, like what, where do they go to college?
Oh, she's paying for the LinkedIn premium then because that'll tell you who's creeping on you.
Okay. But the catch is the reason why Pat stood out to me is because when I creeped on him on Facebook and Instagram, we had a friend, a mutual connection. And I reached out to that girl and she was like, he's an amazing guy. Like, so I think the reason why it's like meeting in real life is more important and better is like, obviously because it's a little more natural and like, you know, someone who knows someone, that's why you're meeting and you kind of trust them, which is why I never went on Hinge dates is because I was too afraid. Like, I know nothing about you. You could be lying about your entire past. And
that's scary.
Like, I could not trust that. Like I was like, you could literally be in a relationship right now. So that's what scares me. But if there's a way that you can creep and find a mutual or like know that they come from a good family, like that's where you could find something more serious, I think, on those dating apps.
We all have been in a situation where you're like, oh my God, I'm so excited, you guys, about this guy. Like your friend that comes to you and she's like, I'm so excited about this guy. Yay. And you're like, who is it? Tell me, like, oh my God, who is it?
Oh, I matched with him too.
Literally that. Or you're like, you know who they are and you know that their past is wonky town. And they're like, I'm so excited. Like he seems so real. And like, we're going on our like third date. And you're like, oh shit. they messed up my friend's life. Like literally like were the worst fuckboy I've ever encountered in my whole life. And you just have to be like, just be careful. Like, what do you say? I mean, come on. Anyway.
And like your past is your past, obviously. Like maybe you had a phase.
I was
like,
not a winner always,
like,
but I am now.
Like Brad the baddie. Self-proclaimed fuckboy for sure. But like, he's a really good guy. And like, once he finds something serious, I know he'll be a great,
he'll so, settle like, down right away.
You never know. But yeah, long story short, dating apps, start flirting.
Literally. Also just in general, when you're trying to get back out there, like prioritize you know, I mean, like it sounds so cheesy and so simple and like, but like, don't hermit. When I'm saying prioritize you, first week at least, like you're allowed to hermit, like feel, cry, do all the things, then get the fuck out of your house and start doing things. And like, even if you're walking around, you're like, what if I cry? What if you cry? What if you cry? Mm-hmm. People in New York, they have nowhere to go. They cry out on the streets all the time. Like that's literally, it's totally normalized in other cities too. Process your emotions and then get the fuck back out there. Get out there.
So what do you say to like, sorry, I had a really good point.
I'm that's all right.
But I was just thinking of more ways to like get back out. And sometimes people are like, okay, how do I actually ask dates now? And I think a really good, there's nothing you really have to lose at this point.
No.
So I think you got to be a little, you know, ballsy. And totally. I think you got to ask people out as well. And you probably don't know really how to ask people out to dates anymore or to flirt anymore, but just know, like, put yourself out there. And I think, you know, nothing crazy is going to happen. Like you'll be okay.
Like just start getting more confident in you. If that means taking a cute selfie and posting it, it means taking a cute selfie and posting it and like refresh yourself and your feed. Who cares? Right.
Yeah.
It means like responding to a guy's story and like just sending like a LOL this or like a, like literally best cocktails in the city of Minneapolis. Like just start making yourself more relatable again with the people you're interested in.
Going up to people at bars or at gatherings and like, hey, like, what's your name? You're cute. Like,
I always have to say too, is like, people aren't expecting themselves to get hit on. Like it's actually such a compliment to like do that. Like they're going to be so excited that like you are like interested or just making conversation. If they friend vibes you, then at least you've got a cool, funky friend, you know what I mean, that you thought was cute.
Would you say this? So I'm assuming you're talking from a female perspective to a male. So would you say the same if a guy's listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually would. I think that's the only way.
If it's respectful.
Yes. If it's respectful. Mm-hmm. And also just like talking, being a real human being, like, I don't know. I think the funniest ones when my friends have told me are like, they'll literally be at this really loud, like awkward bar and they'll be like, this is fucking loud in here. Like, it'll just be like funny and like more like a friend, you know? Yeah. And like, do you guys want to get a cocktail? Even making it more like a group setting of like, have your wing woman who's kind of like your go out girl or your go out guy. And you guys are kind of like, not in a creepy way, more like friend vibes. Like, it's going to get you much further. Cause I've also had the wing men that come up and they're like, so I'm like, no, please. God, Lord.
Okay. What? This is what I was been thinking trying about the past 10 minutes. So I'm sounding like a dud because I was trying to think.
No, you didn't.
Okay. So why do you think, because this has happened to, I don't know, I would say like 4 or 5 people in my life. They get out of a long-term relationship.
Okay.
And then the first person that comes along that likes them back, they are head over heels with and they want to go all in and they're in love. Why is this happening and how can we stop this from happening?
I have talked about this with numerous people in my life because it has happened to a lot of people I think we know and even ourselves at times. I think it's because after you're burned so bad, you literally are reaching for validation and like the reminder that, wait a minute, I can be chosen by somebody, not the person that I liked. Yeah. They unchose me or however you're like kind of thinking about it in your whole. This is not true, but we've all
it's
been there.
It's usually the person that got broken up with is the one that is right into something new right away.
Yes.
If you're the one that did the breaking up, you're probably doing your little single hoe phase. I don't know. That's just kind of how it's been rolling lately. Oh my gosh. But it's always like, why do you?
Because they're being validated again. Like, imagine being burned and then having someone come along that maybe is just like literally one hair length, like nicer than the person you were dating before. You think you've hit the jackpot and you don't know anything about the person. So I think you just dive in head first because it's likely if this person is reaching out and being kind, they're in a similar situation. Maybe not that they were broken up with, but they're open and free and single. So that you're like, what the heck this is meant to be. Like all of a sudden you think all these signs are pointing to it when it's, I don't know.
And that singular moment where you're like head over heels for the next person right away is probably the moment where you should not be in something serious. Is the moment where you should be focusing on yourself, prioritizing yourself, going to therapy, figuring out your feelings, figuring out exactly how you feel, what you're looking for,
why you need validation,
why you're looking for the validation.
Why are you so excited about this new shiny person? Like, why is it that you're only finding joy within someone externally versus internally and the things that you're proud of or the things that you're working to accomplish or being alive? And living and healthy and having passions.
Exactly.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
But we literally, I'm like,
so if you are listening, you're in that situation, like maybe just reassess a little bit.
Reassess.
But breakups in general, like if you are the one, like we said, doing the breaking up and then you're in a nice little phase after you're having a good time. I want to know, well, we wanted to know as a collective. So we asked you guys on Instagram. So a reminder that moving on from a relationship is sometimes necessary.
Yes.
So we asked this is from divorced people or people that were recently out of a relationship. So divorced people of Instagram and Reddit, what moment with your former partner made you think, yep, we're going to need to separate? And we have plenty of where this came from. So we'll just start. We'll go every other, honestly. So let's get into it. So someone said, when my buddies approached me to complain that she kept sitting on their laps, wiggling and hoping for an erection. That's a moment.
I was bringing home scraps for a paycheck to an unemployed husband who one day brought home a brand new Lexus IS350, which is an expensive car, because he got a good deal on it. Apparently, I was supposed to pay the $800 a month bill. I didn't know it was a good deal.
Oh my gosh.
So basically, literally, like, living off of the person.
Next one. When she falsely told our marriage counselor that I punched her, the next week she denied saying it and accused our counselor of lying. He gave me a "you should leave this relationship" look. I took that look as permission from a professional that I definitely wasn't making the wrong decision. Got divorced and never looked back. I legitimately feared for my safety towards the end. Not that she would hurt me, but that she would make a false accusation to the cops or a crazy friend. That's a scary situation, actually.
You got to be careful. You got to read those signs before that happens. Before you marry somebody, yeah, cuckoo bananas. When a friend's husband said to me, "You know your husband is sleeping with my wife."
That'll
the
do
sad
it.
Thing is I'm reading this and I'm like, no, that can't happen. Yeah. I know people that this has happened to. Oh God.
When he staged a robbery of our house so he could pawn all of my shit for drug money.
Oh Jesus. When I brought up the fact that he hurt my feelings after flirting with my friends and I somehow ended up being the one apologizing and comforting him. Geez.
Sounds like gaslighting.
Knows this all too well.
Sounds like narcissism. Mm-hmm. Sounds like I've been there as well. Mm-hmm. I was on deployment and she yelled at me for interrupting her family's celebration when I called for Christmas.
Oh my God.
Stop.
I'm going to be sick.
That makes me want to cry.
I'm going to be sick.
I'm going to be sick, guys. She goes,
that's really horrible.
Wait,
can you call us?
Yeah, can you reach out to us? We're getting teary-eyed.
I'm like actually really sad.
Okay, this is going to be rapid fucking fire.
These are
going to
be quick because there's, you guys, these were insane.
Y'all went crazy. I actually have tears in my eyes. What I know is I did too. On?
Okay. I called my ex while at my grandma's funeral and his words were, well, I'm in the middle of a golf. So can this wait? Can I call you later?
No way.
Yes.
A reminder that these are the moment that you decide, yep, we're going to need to separate. Yeah. So next one. It was a series of teeny moments asking for small things for years then hitting a wall. Okay, this was more than one moment, but we've all been there.
My parents aren't ever going to like you for being you, in quotes.
He got a Tinder match notification when I was laying on his chest.
That's so sad. This one says, when she cheated.
Smiley face.
Literally, that's what they said.
I broke down crying after sex. It was like my body knew before my mind that it was over.
Brutal.
Have you cried during sex?
I did one time when I knew I needed to break up with someone.
Oh, was this you that wrote this in?
No, was not me. Swear to God.
I cried during sex.
I remember hearing about this.
The fourth time I had sex with Pat because I knew I loved him.
Oh, that's really cute.
Because I put all these emotions in my body. And I was like, I was also a little drunk, obviously.
All these emotions and tequila.
All these emotions and shots.
Okay, wait. I lost my spot. All right. Okay, can't communicate the smallest things. Yep. Brutal.
When I made a fake account to test him and he said he didn't have a girlfriend. Oh, throwback to a few episodes ago when there's literally a girl on TikTok that will, you pay her and she fakes messages your boyfriend to figure this shit out.
There's people
that do this for you.
Just paid someone to do it. Gifting me his fave things for my birthday.
I look directly at him because I'm like, okay, so Pat, for my birthday, I think he does well. He did really good for my birthday, playing the whole Maynard thing. And
That was really fun.
But sometimes he'll bring home little gifts out of nowhere, which I so appreciate. But a lot of the times I'm like, are these for you or for me? When he was during his bodybuilding cutting phase and he was going insane in the membrane and he couldn't eat a lot, he was like, I got us a Christmas gift. I think it was Christmas. I don't remember. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was so excited. I was excited for a new coffee machine, something I would use every day. Yes. An ice cream maker so he could put his protein powder in it, you know? And I'm like, oh my God. And we've used it total 4 times.
Those are those weird, easy bake oven things. Yeah. It's just what, why do I have this?
Came home the other week with this really nice coffee mug, but I have so many coffee mugs. I'm really picky about my coffee mug. He knows that they have to have a thin rim. They have to go small on top. And he loves rustic,
chunky ones,
chunky, clay hand wheeled types of mugs. And he brought home one of those. And he's like, I got you this mug. And I'm like, oh, thanks, babe. That's so nice. And now I'm noticing he's been using it every single morning.
It could accidentally get a little too close to the corner and accidentally fall.
He could use it as much as he can. It's just I love that he got me, but he uses it. I could just see you
pushing it off a little bit, close to the edge. It falls and breaks and you're looking at him. You go, oops.
Sorry.
Sorry, Phoebe.
No, I actually don't mind the mug. No, like it's I know. Cute, but like I have a particular mug and he uses it every morning. So I'm like, did you get this for me or you?
Too bad.
Okay, sorry. I had to throw that in there.
That's okay. I love it. You're next.
I don't know where I am, so you right? go.
Okay, when he told me I should wear the same perfume as his ex. By the way, I literally had a boyfriend tell me to get like my hair, like cut it short and like maybe try blonde. And little did I know that that was what his ex's hair and color was.
Are you fucking kidding? I'm not kidding.
My mom literally looked at me. She goes, what the fuck did you do with your hair?
When he told me I should wear the same perfume as his ex.
Yeah. Icky.
That's a red flag. I'm going to Yeah,
perfumes
that.
Are very like personal, I feel like. Yeah. I know that's a weird thing, but like no, they are.
I wear the same one. Like, yeah. So it smells like so, me. It's scent.
My perfume.
It's my pheromones. Okay, the moment that I knew I was going to break up with her or him. Okay, this one says, when he said you're a 7 in looks, but a 10 in personality. Who the fuck raised people? Oh.
That's sad. That is dirty. That is fucking dirty. When he fully convinced himself I was into my sister's fiance, like just going cuckoo bananas, like
oh my God.
Chill.
When I found out he had a whole sugar daddy on the side, okay.
Yeah.
Work, bitch.
Working. He's working for you. I hope he's clapping his cheeks so you can go to din.
Yeah, I was gonna say, as long as he's paying for shit.
Still a frat boy at 27.
Yep. Slept with my best friend. Yeah.
Broken promises constantly turned into no compatibility. So like literally just faded. Mm-hmm. Brutal. Yeah. I read that one. I was like, holy
the
shit.
The next one. Sorry, I'm gasping already because I just read it. Called me a whore daily and went through my phone before we were even dating. Yeah.
Jesus. Began prioritizing friends over me, canceling all the plans we had and just seeing his friends basically.
Oh, ooh, cute.
Brutal.
Divorce was hard. I gave 100%, was depressed. I reached my mental breaking point and was done.
Yeah.
That's relatable. I feel
it
like.
Is very relatable. Morals misaligned on all of them. And then he lied a lot.
This one says, wouldn't let me feel the same emotions as she could. Had to be steady and strong and never vulnerable.
That's sad. You have to let men in your life be vulnerable and encourage them to be vulnerable.
Encourage.
Oh,
let them cry.
God.
Hold them, cradle them.
That makes me sad. He said, maybe in the future you want an open relationship and, in the future, do you want an open relationship? And he really, really wanted it. So we broke up.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Sometimes I think a little bit.
I know. I have to like think about it too.
I don't think I've ever shared this on the podcast, but Pat's young. Like he's 24.
Yeah.
And
oh my God, he's what?
Or is he 25? I don't fucking know.
You're bad with, you
he's
are
24.
Horrible with age.
I think he's 25 or 24.
He's not 24.
He's closer to my brother's age than he is to my age.
I'm just turned 26. He must be 25.
Okay.
Sophie cannot keep anyone's age in
20s
in
are
wraps.
Hard.
They are hard.
Honestly, if you're past the teens, I don't know your age. but he is younger than me. And I have this fear. I'm like, well, he hasn't like really gone out in the world, you know? And I'm like, I've talked to him. I go, if you ever feel like you want to explore, I go, you let me know and we can do an open relationship. And I say this to him like literally probably monthly.
No, you don't.
Yeah. And I'm like, he's like, he laughs. I'm like, no, I know you're laughing now. I go, but rather than breaking up with me, I want to let you know I'm open to an open relationship if you were to ever want to explore other things. He's like, okay.
He's like, sure, babe.
He's like, I don't think I'm going to need that.
He's like, can we go to bed now?
But I just want him to know that. But I also think it's kind of like reverse psychology. Do you know what I'm saying, girls? Uh-huh. This is how you got to do it. Because now he knows he can, so he won't.
Jordan told me that he literally was like, we were laying in bed one night because this couple that will remain unnamed asked me to be their third. And we were laying in bed and Jordan literally out of nowhere, I thought he was asleep. He goes, babe, I go, oh yeah. He goes, I will literally never be okay with an open relationship. And I go, I know, babe, it's okay. He goes, I won't be okay with it.
I go,
it's okay. Like I don't need to be in an open relationship. I don't want to, I don't want one. And he goes, yeah, I could never do that. Good night. And he just turned over and went to bed.
Little Jordan.
Little Peanut.
Our sweetie.
Our sweetie, Jordy. Little sugar. I know. Okay. Where were we? We have a few more, like there's literally like four more. When he told me he was cheating on me so he could love me better.
Stop it. it.
That is gaslighting to the max. To the max.
When he called me his ex's name during sex.
Brute. Yep. Brute.
Been there, done that.
Last one. When my nephew died and he said, "You really going to lay in bed all day and cry? If so, I'm going to go home. You're ruining my day." I stayed for 3 more years.
Oh, no, girl.
Jesus.
No. Well, okay, moral of the story, you guys, is... yeah, if that happened to you, you better be moving on.
You need to get the fuck out.
Even if you're rusty. But you guys, if you are taking a moment for yourself out of a relationship and you maybe are at the moment where you're ready to date again, get out there, do your thing, be confident, and, you know, flirt a little bit. Get on the dating apps, go out with your friends, chat with your friends about the current dating scene.
Yes.
Hit up your fuck buddy, find friends with benefits, take small steps, don't fall in love with the first person that comes your way, and practice a little vanity. That's what I got.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I got. We have a straight kind of moment this week as well, written in by a listener. And do you have anything else you want to wrap up with the topic before we hit this? Yeah, no.
I don't think so. I think we hit all the things. Yeah. All I'll say is, like, truly, 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 if you're not happy with yourself, you will not find happiness and validation in another relationship. It will always let you down. So find what you are happy about with yourself, get confident in your skin, and fucking get out there.
I'm so sorry. I just thought of another thought.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm going to share it.
Go for it.
Just because I never mentioned it during the part where we were talking about finding what you like in someone maybe that wasn't in your past partner, you know, when you're looking for someone in the future, but also taking maybe like finding patterns within yourself.
Yeah.
Because maybe sometimes we are the issue.
Yes.
And that's why therapy is also very nice for that, because you never know. Like, sometimes you become a certain person in a relationship that is an uglier side of yourself, and you gotta make sure you don't bring that in and carry your baggage and make sure you're healing your own issues and maybe your trauma before you're jumping in.
Go to therapy.
Yeah.
Go to fucking therapy. And also, if you lost yourself in the relationship, that's something to pay attention to too. Mm-hmm. Like, when you check the box of getting a relationship and you just stop doing all the things for yourself, like eating well and going to work out and like seeing your friends and connecting with people, that's a huge flag to pay attention to too when you're out of that relationship.
Yeah, I love.
Anyway. Hashtag straight can a moment.
Okay. Even though we literally shared just
so many straight can moments, but whatever.
Okay. This one that just made me laugh. I don't even know if it was really the essence of the whole thing or just like the thought of this. So
I'm scared. I've not read this one, so I'm very excited.
I was dating this guy in high school and he dyed his hair cheetah print. Huh. Something about that dye job changed him. Not over time, instantly. He went from being a normal guy to, I am too alternative for words, and I wanted no part of it. At lunch, I had to sit him down and have a talk with him about it. I told him that he was acting kind of like a dick and maybe he was letting this new look get to his head. He took my hand and said I needed to accept him for the new person he was, which I guess was cheetah or something. So I told him I had to set him free. He looked at me with these knowing eyes, and that ended the most awkward 4-day relationship I ever had.
What the? My God.
The way it was written has been like nothing yet. We've shared.
Thank you for writing it in that way. That is my favorite type of satire. It's my favorite.
It was like, I was like reading. I'm like, wait, is this?
Where are we going? What are we going to do here? I have seen the cheetah print hair. It is a little curious. Alternative, love alternative crew. Love you guys. Love all the things. That's fucking funny though. That is hilarious.
That's great.
As always, follow us at Straight Canadian Podcast. I'm at Candid Sid.
I'm at Candid So.
We love you guys. We do this for you. So a reminder that if you got shit that you want to hear, let us know. Always be writing in your Straight Canadian Advice and Straight Canadian Moments in the link in our bio.
Link in bio.
And we just fucking love you.
I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
Your Straight Canadian Moments have been lacking.
People forgetting to write them in. I'm like, come on, we get them every week.
Or they're just like way too long and I can't read them. So, you know, they need to be like concise, but like, just give us something, y'all. We do have a lot, and you guys are funny, and I know you are. And I know you have a friend right now you're thinking of, oh my God, the funniest thing happened. I should have them write that in. You can write it in for them.
Write it in.
Or ask them to write it in because you know you want to hear it on the mic. So.
Wouldn't it be the best birthday present ever if you wrote in your best friend's most embarrassing moment and had it anonymously shared on their favorite podcast?
Yeah.
And then sent them for their birthday the link to the podcast. We talked about it. I don't know. I just have ideas.
For you. Like that.
We love you, and we'll see you next week as always.
Yay!
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, good epi.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, God.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.